Blog Talk Radio.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive His glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord,
have your way.
Thank you. I've got a destination in my view. The road may be bumpy getting there, but I'm pressing through. I will enjoy this journey, no matter come what may. I'll become better and stronger and wiser every day. I've got a vision and a purpose, a divine destiny. It may not look like it right now, but faith ain't what I see. It is the things I hope for, believing that it will come. And no matter how long it takes, I know God's will shall be done. His will is that I prosper. His will is that I win. His will is that I fight on. His will is that I live. Ooh, he gave me what I needed when he gave everything about this old girl, making me brand new in every way. So I'm singing hallelujah. I'm not what I used to be. I'm following Jesus every day to reach my destiny. I believe I'll sing it again. Hallelujah. I'm not what I used to be. I'm following Jesus every day to reach my destiny.
You are the air I breathe.
higher in you.
My
oh, oh.
My destiny.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it your destiny tonight?
My destiny. Yeah, yeah. My destiny.
Only you can take it on.
My destiny.
Only you can take it on.
Take me higher in you.
My destiny.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Joanne Thurman, and I'm come to give you this morning's welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and Church. We are so happy that you decided to come to visit us this morning, to hear a word, a song of praise, just to be in your presence today. We're asking you to just relax, enjoy the service. We know that your spirit will be filled with the glory of the Lord because God is here on this line. And it's not by chance that you came today, because we have a word and a blessing for you. We're asking you to just enjoy the service and do feel free to come back next week. We'll welcome you once. We'll welcome you twice. We'll welcome you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Welcome. Now I will read to you 1 Corinthians, the full of verse, the second verse. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Glory, hallelujah. This is the blessed word for the blessed people of the Lord. May we put it in our hearts and keep it. Hallelujah, for his glory. Now it's my pleasure to introduce to us our deaconess, Hattie Cooper, who is to bring us our prayer for this morning.
Good morning, Joanne. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Great. Thank you. God bless you. God be to glory. God bless Pastor Bradford, the pastor of Life's Word, Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Hattie Cooper is your prayer warrior at this time. I'm going to start off with the Our Father's Prayer. God bless everyone in the radio land, you and your families, in Jesus' name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to you asking you to forgive us for our sins, Father God, and forgive us for all of our iniquities, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father, we thank you for this day's journey, and we thank you for this afternoon, Father. We thank you for how you have given your only begotten Son to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank Jesus for dying on the cross for all mankind. We thank Jesus for leaving the Holy Spirit back here, guide us in all truth. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Father, we just want to pray for all of our young folks, Father God, all of our young people, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we lift them up, Father God, to you, Father God. Pour your Spirit into them, the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Teach them and guide them in the way that they should go, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we lift up all the little children all over the world, Father God. They so small, Lord God. They do not know, Father God, but help their parents to teach them about Christ Jesus. Help their parents to teach them in the right way to go. In the name of Jesus, protect our children from abuse, Father God. In the name of Jesus, from mental abuse, sexual abuse, Father God, from kidnap, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help them, strengthen them. Keep our children from drugs, Father God. Keep our children out of prison, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Keep our children from killing one another, Father God. Father God, look on crime upon crime, black crime against black crime, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Father God, tie up the enemy, Father God. Rebuke the demons, rebuke the devils, rebuke the wives of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Father God, we lift up the homeless, we lift up the incarcerated, Father God. We lift up the folks in the hospital, Father God, the ones that sick and shut them, a minister angel by their beds, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, and send a word to them and have them to rise up in Jesus' most holy, precious name, Father. Protect the elderly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Protect our doctors and our nurses, Father God, that's in the hospital, that work in endless times. Father God, just work and, Father, protect them from coronavirus or any other kind of diseases, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Protect their families while they out working, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Father, remember the firemen, the doctors, the lawyers, Father God, the teachers that teaching our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, and help our children to be teachable, Father God. Help them to listen and to learn, Father God, and respect the adults that's teaching them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, bless the homes that they came from, Father God. Protect them while they're outside playing in the playground, Father God. Have them to put on their masks, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. And if a child is sick, Father God, have the parents to keep the children home, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remember all of our college students, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, people that don't have jobs, Father God, we ask you to bless them with jobs, with homes, with housing. Father God, remember all of the prayer requests that went up from January 1st up until September the 25th. Today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, oh, Heavenly Father, we need you. Send your Holy Spirit. Send the Holy Ghost. Father, send your presence, Father. You come with your presence, Father, with your kind of glory, Father, and touch the hearts of your people. Touch the body of Christ wherever they need help at, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Remember the projects, the books, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember our world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The military, Lord God, Afghanistan, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every city, remember the gun violence all over the world, Lord God. Put a stop to it, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, remember the people that have hatred in their heart, unforgiveness, grudges, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, help us to live holy lives, Father God, because you say only the holy can see you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Help us to meditate on you, Father God, to get to know you as well as your scripture, Father God, but to know you, Father God, to know your ways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you, Father, for all the things that you have done for us and all the things that you're going to do for us. Remember the bereaved family, Father God, the ones that suffering, that lost their parents, that lost their children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, there's so much to pray for, but we just take it praising you, knowing that when we call on you, Father, that you will with us. You said that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. Father God, remember, Father God, remember to touch us, Father God. We have choices, Lord God. We have a choice to serve you or not to serve you, Father God. But, Father God, we also have consequences, Lord God. Help us to make the right choices, Father God. Oh, Father God, help us to kill the old man, Father God. Don't let the old man rise up, Father. But help us to trust and believe in you by faith. Help us to be faithful to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, transform us person. Father God, it needs to be. Deliver us from all of our endeavors. Yes. Father, we just put everything in your hands, Father God. We surrender our children, our grandchildren, our home, our food, our money, our shelter, everything, Father God, that you have given to us, we give back to you, Father God. And we dedicate all of our children back to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, all over the world, Lord God, protect us, protect our children, protect our possessions, protect our homes, Lord God, and most of all, Father, protect our minds. Have us to meditate on you. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, we ask it. In most Jesus' most precious name, we pray. And Father God, we thank you for the authority that you have given unto us to cast out demons and witches and warlocks, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Any spirit that's not of you, Father, we cast it out in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Bless Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry like never, ever before. Bless Pastor Bradford, Dr. Frieda Bradford, like never, ever before. Her endeavors, Father, remember all the pastors all over the world and every ethnic background. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, go before us, Father, and make our crooked road straight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And help your people to call on you. Help your people abide in you, Father God, because you said we can't do nothing without you. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, we pray. In Jesus' most precious name, we ask. Amen, amen, and amen. May God bless you, keep you, be with you and your family, and bring you peace. Peace on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Hattie.
Amen.
And now,
God bless.
I'd like to introduce to some and present to others none other than our shepherdess of our flock, Pastor Frieda Bradford, who is a mighty woman of God, who is an awesome pastor, always an awesome friend, an awful a confidant, a woman that is strict, but gentle, very humble, very wise. God just has given her so many gifts. And she's coming with a word today. Glory, hallelujah. And I know that when she finished, God will be glorified, people will be edified, because Satan is already horrified that she's getting ready to open up her mouth and come to us today. But as she also is coming, she's kicking off our week. It's Founders Week for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and Church. And it's also her birthday celebration week. So we'd like to congratulate her for another birthday coming up and our Founders Week. We invite everyone. But first things first, it's the word. It's the word. Preach the word, Pastor. She'll be coming to you after we hear one more selection. And then the next voice that we will hear is our beloved Dr. Frieda Bradford. Peace and grace.
I expect A miracle today.
That's what she's saying. It's true.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. And I expect a miracle today. The little woman with the issue of blood said to herself, if I can touch but his clothes, I know I will be whole. She pressed through the crowd from behind. She touched his clothes. Her blood began to dry. And she knew she received the miracle she needed that day. The centurion with the servant who was ill heard that Jesus had the power to heal. And he said, Lord, if you just speak the word, I know my servant will be healed. Jesus said, go your way as you believe. You will find your servant healed and free. Because he came expecting a miracle from me. Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. So I expect a miracle today. So if you feel you're at the end of your rope, circumstances don't provide you much hope, but your heart says there's a way. My friend, I know of an anchor secure. The word of God will always stand sure. What he said he will do, if you just expect him to, a miracle can happen to you.
Yes.
So don't be moved by the things that you see, but with your faith just believe that Jesus is the same as he was yesterday. He still works miracles for those who believe. As you speak the word in faith, you will see our whole life begin to change, because he came expecting a miracle. A miracle today, for nothing is impossible when you just believe and say. Oh, you should know God's word is still the same. So expect your miracle.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Father God, we say thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. We want to give glory and honor unto the Lord Almighty, the Lord mighty and true. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, and God the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. We like to say good afternoon to each and every one of our listening audience around the globe. God bless you. Thank you for chiming in on today. We want to thank our minister, Hattie, for that awesome, amen, Deaconess Hattie, amen, for that awesome prayer. Glory be to God. And our minister, Joanne, glory be to God, amen, for presiding this morning, amen. Glory be to God with the reading of our opening scripture, amen, and the welcome address. And we are sure that you felt welcome on today, amen. And we bless be the name of the living God, amen. We want to, amen, look into the word on today. The scripture has already been shared with us, amen, coming from the book of 1 Corinthians and chapter number 2, and it's only 16 verses there, which has already been read in our hearing, amen. And when we read these 16 verses, we read about the power of God. When we read these 16 verses, we read about true wisdom, amen, and the true wisdom of God, amen and amen. Today I come to you with the subject, amen, the blessing manifestation. The blessing manifestation, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, when we read the word of God, glory be to God, especially as written in our scripture on this morning, 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, amen, what it tells us in essence, amen, the capsize, amen, the 16 verses into one thought, it tells us that when we follow the Spirit of God, when we follow God, we came to you last week talking about the Lord serving as our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He leadeth me. See? So when the Lord is in the lead, when the Lord is leading and we are following, glory be to God, when we follow the Spirit in earnest, when we follow the Spirit in truth, glory be to God, there's some blessings, amen, wrapped up in that walk. When we love God, glory be to God, when we sing the song, we say the words, amen, but in our hearts, we love God, glory be to God. The Bible tells us that awesome things will occur in the life of a believer who follows the Spirit, a believer who loves God. We see, glory be to God, in our opening scripture, it says the blessings are so huge. The blessings are so marvelous. The blessings are so glorious. He tells us in verse number 9, he said, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. That love him. We're not talking about those who's playing in church, those who can't make up their mind if they're in or they're out. See? But for those who have made a commitment, for those who have made a decision, for those who have an earnest desire that they love God, for those who are falling in love with God, the Bible says here that no one has seen yet what God is about to do and give to you. Nobody has even heard this thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are awesome things. No one has seen them yet, not even us, not even you. And the reason that they cannot be seen is because they're not even in existence yet. God has yet to be revealed them. They're covered up. They're behind the veil. They're in God's secret place. They're on reserve. Glory be to God. It's a reservation with your name on it. Glory be. We're not talking about business as usual. We're talking about business as unusual. We're not talking about the ordinary. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about common situations. We're not talking about everyday occurrences. But we're talking about the scripture in Ephesians 3:20 that says, now unto him who is exceeding and abundant above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He goes on in verse 10 and says, but God, they have not been seen, they have not been heard, but they are prepared. Jesus, remember when Jesus left, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. Uh-huh. Well, the Lord is saying here, this blessing, huh, has been prepared for you. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. And for all them that love him. Verse 10 says, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. God is saying the Spirit who knoweth all things, he the only one that knows. Glory be to God. What God is about to give to you. Why? Because you hung in there long enough. Because you didn't quit when you felt like quitting. Because you didn't surrender when you felt like surrender. Because, glory, even though you might have got a little weary in well-doing, you didn't faint. Glory be to God. You held on. You took a breather. You held tight. You refused to let go. Glory be to God. Oh, yeah, God says, because you vowed your love for me. You said, I'll trust God till I die. Oh, glory be to God. And you agree when Brother Job made the statement, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Oh, God said, your labor is not in vain. Oh, he said, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out. You think you got some haters now? You think folks jealous of you now? Oh, bro, you think folks envious of you now? You think they can't stand you now? God said, watch out. Oh, glory be to God. He says, glory be to God, hallelujah. No eyes have not seen, no ears have heard. He said, but you will see. Ah, my God, oh, taste and see that the Lord God is good. He said, you will see. And he said, guess what? Not only are you going to see, hallelujah, everybody else going to see too. Ah, because it's going to be manifest. God says, this thing is coming out of the dark. It's coming out. It's covered up right now. My glory, amen, it has it covered. They can't see it because my glory is, because it's sitting inside of my glory. They can't see it right now because it's sitting inside of me. Glory be to God. But he said, you wait till I manifest the blessing. Oh, glory be to God. And this is why we read in the book of Romans, chapter number 8 and verse number 28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Love God. Do you love God? I love God. Do you love God? Well, if you love God, the Bible says all things are working together for your good. Hallelujah. Because you love him and because you have been called according to his purpose. It's working together. It didn't feel like it's working together when you're going through certain circumstances and situations. It don't look like it's working together. It don't sound like it's working together. The world say no way, but God says yes. And when Jesus says yes, it don't make a difference who say no. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. When God says yes, the answer is yes. The promises of God are yes and amen. Oh, my God, my God. And this is why he tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 43, verse number 19. It says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall he not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God said, I'm coming for you. I know where you're at. I know you're in an hour of despair. I know you're in an hour of grief. I know you're in an hour of pain. Weeping may endure for night. Joy cometh in the morning. You might have been sowing in tears, but baby, you about to reap in joy. God said, I know where you're at. And he said, I'm going to do a new thing. I'm not coming at you the way you expect me to come. I'm not
coming at you the way I came yesterday. They say, I'm going to do a new thing. I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you, yeah. Whatever you ask for, it will not be denied, saith the Lord. He said it's going to spring forth. You ever had something to spring forth? You ever opened up a bottle of soda, amen, that was frozen? You took the top off that thing, and that soda, and that just springs forth everywhere, all on your clothes, all on your carpet, everywhere. Spring forth. You ain't nothing you can do to stop that springing forth. He said, shall you not know it? He said, I'm going to make a road in the wilderness. He said, I know it's a little dry right now where you're at. He said, I'm going to make a way in the wilderness. I know it's no, not a lot of light where you're at, not a lot of hope where you're at. He said, don't worry about it. I know it's a lot of trees where you're at, a lot of difficulties, a lot of circumstances, a lot of ridicule. I know it's a lot of drama going on right now. He said, I know you're in the wilderness of spirit, the spirit, the place. He said, but though he lead me. Oh my God. The Psalms last week said, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Though he leads me, glory be to God, in the path of the wilderness. Amen. We will not fear no evil. Why? Because God said, I know where you're at. And I'm coming for you. And when I'm coming with something new. Beloved, I'm talking about a wow moment. W-O-W, a wow moment. You know, you ever had a moment, you said, wow, look at that. You ever had something happen to you and it almost takes your breath away? You got to take a seat. You got to hold on to your chest like, wow, glory be to God, huh? Well, you ain't got to worry about no bad news here. You ain't got to worry about having no heart attack, huh? Or your blood pressure shooting up too high, because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. It's going to be a wow moment, but a peaceful and a blessed moment. Why? Because God is talking about a new thing. A new thing crafted by the hands of God in your favor, just for you. Just for me. Just for me. Crafted by the hands of God. Well, glory be to God. No, he didn't send this thing over to China to be made. He didn't send this thing over to Michigan to be made. No. This thing here is crafted in heaven by the hands of God just for you. Thing that God is about to reveal to you is going to be new to you, but not to him. Oh, my God, Jesus. Before the foundation of the world, God had an appointed time. At an appointed time, glory be to God. God says, this is for you. Glory be to God. What is this beauty? Where does it come from? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Never before revealed. Glory be to God. Sometimes, I know yesterday, and you're celebrating my mother's birthday. She got all these beautiful gifts and all these beautiful boxes. And she's just opening up. Glory be to God. What's on the inside? Who did this come from? Glory be to God. And when God, now that's the natural mindset, but when God manifests his blessing, his glory to those who love him, glory be to God. Hallelujah. To be revealed when the box is open. Beloved, God wants to give unto you the benefits of our love relationship with him. The Bible says we are daily loaded with benefits. The same way, hallelujah, a spouse, a man loves his wife, a wife loves his spouse. We love people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's benefits to that relationship. We want to honor them. We want to bless them. We want to surprise them. We want to make them happy. We want to put a smile on their face. Well, Psalms 35 and 27 says, and God gets pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. You see that? God gets pleasure out of you getting pleasure. It gives God a smile when you get a smile. It makes God happy when that burden on you is finally lifted. Glory be to God. There are benefits to our love relationship with him. Glory be to God. These benefits, beloved, are hidden in the beginning. They are hidden benefits, hidden by God's wisdom. And this is why we read in our scripture today in verse number 6. It says, howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. Pay attention, not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes to come. Glory, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Glory be to the living God. But verse number 7 says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Oh, baby, it's a hit. It's a mystery. And then it goes on to say, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then it says in verse 13, glory be to God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Ghost teach, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Beloved, we're talking about the hit. It says we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden mystery. Baby, your blessing is a hit. It's hidden right now. Oh, mother. Your breakthrough is hidden right now. You hear what I'm saying? It's hidden right now. It's in the hidden wisdom of God. But yet it exists. It exists. It's just as real as you and me. It's just as real as this moment right now. Oh, baby, it's undeniable real, but it hasn't been manifested as of yet. Now, the promises, I want you to be the head and not the tail. I want you to be the lender and not the borrower. I want you to be above and not beneath. I want you to be in the front and not in the back. I want you to be on the top and not on the bottom. I want you to lend and not borrow, and all the other scriptures, beloved. Yeah, they're hitting right now because you say, well, Lord, how can it be? When the angel approached Mary and said, you're going to give birth to a baby. Mary said, okay, I'm down with it. And she said, well, let me ask you a question. How can this be? I don't know, man. I've never had sexual intercourse. I'm a virgin. All I want to know is how can this be? But lovely, some of us are asking God the same question. Lord, you promised me fruitfulness. You promised me to be on top. You promised me to be a world leader. You promised me, Father, but how can it be? How can it be, Father? I'm in debt. Father God, I don't even know how I'm going to pay my bills this month. Father God, I'm sick. Father God, how can this be? Oh, but God said, I got you. I got you. Glory be to God. Because we speak in the hidden wisdom of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost told Mary, he said, I got you. I got you. And when Mary agreed with the Lord, hallelujah, the Bible says that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Ghost. I've come to tell you that the Holy Ghost is conceiving something in your spiritual womb. But when you love him, when you open up to him, when you give yourself to him, when you receive of God, when you accept what God allows, when you continue to serve God through the sick and through the sin, when you understand, when you don't understand, through the pain, through the laughter, through the joy, when you continue to be faithful, because it is required in stewardship that a man or a woman be found faithful. God said, okay, okay, okay. Oh, glory be to God. Maybe by my birthday, but the Lord said every day your birthday. This is the day that the Lord has made. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hallelujah. But beloved, let me tell you this. Only faith finds it. Only faith will find the hidden things of God. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter number 11 that without faith it is impossible to please God. If you don't walk in faith, you won't never find it. I said there are so many, amen, of God's people that died, amen, glory be to God, amen, without ever, amen, finding what God had for them. And without ever living their fullest potential, that they lived a life, but they didn't live their best life. But why? Because they didn't continue in faith. Why? Because if you stop your faith, you stop pleasing God. The glory be to God. And if you stop pleasing God, it means you stop loving God. And the blessing that God wants to give here, amen, is for the lovers. He said, for those who love him. So, beloved, we must walk in the Spirit on a daily basis, on a continual basis, and we must follow the Spirit, amen, as the Lord leads. The Lord is our shepherd in order to receive. Now, that's just the only way we're going to get it. And this is why in verse 10 in our scripture, it says, but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. See, the Spirit has the answer. See, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. The Spirit is going deep, baby. Deep, deep. How deep? Deep enough to locate your blessing. Verse number 11 says, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things which God knoweth, no man, but the Spirit of God. See? Oh, only God, oh, the Spirit of God, amen, and the Lord are one. See, he knows everything. But then verse number 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. You see, beloved, God don't want you ignorant. God wants you in the know. I turn around and tell your neighbor, God wants me in the know. See, the Bible says that God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He didn't say we couldn't have them, baby. He didn't say we couldn't have them. Hallelujah, but there's protocol. We got to walk in the Spirit. We can't bamboozle God out of a blessing. No. We got to walk in faith. We got to walk in obedience. We got to, amen, act like we see it even though it can't be seen. Why? Because faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so. Better to be so because God said so. Well, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. So we have to walk in fellowship. We have to walk in obedience. We have to walk in cooperation. And this is why Jesus said in St. John 14 and 15, he says, if you love me, now what we're talking about, we already said, for those who love me, the Lord said, I got something for you. Ooh, the Lord already said, if you love me, I'm going deep to get it. That's how precious it is. You know those precious stones? You find gold and silver, but them miners got to go deep in the earth to pull out them precious stones. The Lord said, what I'm about to give you is so precious. He said, I got to go deep to get it, baby. Glory be to God. It's because you love me. And so in 1 John 14 and 15, he says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, who will be with you forever. Talking about the Holy Spirit. That helper is the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it doesn't see or know him. But you know him because he lives with you and will be in you. Glory be to God. He says, if you love me, that's how you know if you love the Lord or not. It's not an emotional, whimsy feeling that some people get. One day you love, the next day you want a divorce, the next day you don't give a darn. No. God says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. Our obedience, amen, is, amen, the evidence that we love him. That's how he knows. And that's how you can know too. Glory be to God. Beloved, I come to tell you that your miracle, somebody said my miracle. I'm talking about the maker. Now, we thank God for a roof over our head, clothes on our body, shoes on our feet. We thank God for all that. Now, we don't take none of that for granted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But I'm talking about that mega blessing. Yeah. Oh, baby, this thing bigger than the Powerball. Oh, baby, this thing is bigger than mega. We ain't even talking nothing temporarily and carnal like that. We talking about something like, woo! Mega blessings. But the mega blessings are found deep. They're not on the surface. And that's why so many people cannot find them. That's why so many people have not received that mega blessing yet. Why? Because those individuals are stuck on the top. They're stuck on the top of what it looked like, what it feel like, what somebody said. And glory be to God. But no, to get this blessing that God is talking about, you can't get stuck on the top. You got to go deep. Somebody said we need to go deep. Oh, my God. The Bible says, hallelujah, that God's blessings are hidden real deep. They're treasures in hidden places. This is why Isaiah chapter 45:3 says this. It says, I will give you hidden treasures. Did you see that? I will give you hidden treasures. Where's the treasures? Hidden. Who hid them, God? Oh, I wish I had time. I will give you hidden treasures. Now, wait a minute. I hope you write this scripture down or following me. Then wait a minute. He said, I will give you hidden treasures, comma. Riches. Somebody say riches. Now, what did God mean when he say riches? What you think he meant? He meant riches, baby. That's what he meant. He ain't confused. He's trying to unconfuse you. But he ain't the one that's confused. Wait a minute. Treasures stored in secret places. Well, where's the treasures? In secret places. Well, who put it there, God? Oh, my God. Why? The verse goes on, Isaiah 45:3. So that you may know that I am God, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. He said, I hit him, so when I give it to you, amen, you know it had to be God, because if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have it. Nobody else even knows where it's at. It's hidden, it's secret. So when you get it, baby, you know it was me. You know it was God. You can declare that it's all power belongs to God. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for God to do? Ah, my God, somebody say, no, Lord, no, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you to do. You see, beloved, amen, God has to do this because there's no physical roadmap. If you can read that map, glory be to God, so your eyes get weak. There's no natural roadmap. You can't go to your GPS and figure this one out. You can't consult with the satellites and try to find this one, glory be to God. Only God knows the way. Only God knows the place, and only God knows the time. Oh, my God, somebody come on, give the Lord a praise. This is why Jesus said, glory be to God, I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the light. Only God knows where it's at. Where's the blessing? Only God knows. Matter of fact, let me tell you something. This blessing's so hidden, you don't even know it's a blessing. This is why you can't become discouraged. This is why you can't quit. You don't even know what's in store for you. Woo! Because if you knew, you would hang in there. Glory be to God. But because you don't know and you're still walking by faith, God said, you really going to bless it. You really going to get it now. But beloved, in order to get it, our word tells us this morning that we got to go deep. Turn around and ask your neighbor, say, how deep can you go? Oh, how deep can you go? You got to go deep, baby. Oh, this ain't no surface blessing here. If it was a surface blessing, everybody would have it. If it was right on the top where everybody can see it, they can just go and snatch it, fight for it. No, 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 no. It ain't too much enthusiasm in this coin over here. Glory be to God, because you got to go deep. You got to go deep, amen. When a tree goes into the ground, into the soil, amen, the deeper those roots run, let me tell you something, the stronger the tree. Oh, my God, Jesus, glory be to God. Some of them trees are virtually impossible to take down. Why? Because the roots have run deep. Glory be to God. One benefit of going deeper with God is that we will produce more fruit. Ah, the deeper the root, the more the fruit. Somebody says, glory be. Come on, repeat after me. Say, the deeper the root, the more the fruit. Root downward and fruit upward. Root downward and fruit upward. You see, beloved, amen, we need to go. You can't go here in the flesh. You can't go here in carnality. And this is why verse 14 in our scripture says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of God. Let me read that again. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You can't go here in the spirit. You can't go here playing church. You can't go here. No. God's talking about, I'm talking about serious belief. I'm talking about those who really love me. I'm not talking about those who giving me lip service. I ain't talking about them right now. They still got a way to go. I'm talking about those of you, amen, who's madly in love with me. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Those of you comparing, that these are for the maturing, amen, the children of God, discerning spiritual things with spiritual. We're not discerning spiritual things with carnal. We're not discerning carnal things with spiritual, but spiritual with spiritual. This is why verse 13 in our scripture says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Ghost teach, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. My God, Jesus, hallelujah. Baby, when hallelujah, we get what the Holy Ghost is saying to us, to compare that with the written word, and the written word in our spirits, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can prepare us to receive the blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Let me read that same scripture in another version. It says, this is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. Hallelujah. But that carnal mind is enemy, an enmity before with the Lord. This is my beloved. Hallelujah. Carnal mind is a dangerous thing. When you have born-again Christians whose minds are still carnal, still thinking like the world, doing like the world, he says it's a terrible place to be. This is why he tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 7. Romans chapter 8, verse 7, it says the mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. It's hostile. Hostile. Can you imagine born again believers being hostile to God and giving God a hard time? The natural mind is blind. The natural mind is ignorant. This is why the scripture says, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. And it's not God's will for us to be ignorant. See? But one of the major things, amen, as I wind down this morning, that stops us is fear. Fear stops us from letting go. Fear stops us from trusting God. Fear stops us from committing all things into his hands, including our own lives. Fear stops us from picking up our cross and following him. Fear. That's why he says fear has torment. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that fear is of the devil. But Christ is freely given to us. Verse number 12 in our scripture. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given. Let me hear you say freely given. Freely given to us. Of God. Oh yes, beloved. Christ is freely given. But we need the mind of Christ to obtain his blessing. There is no other way. We must be renewed in the spirit of our minds. It's taking off the old, putting on the new. spending time with God every day in his word, meditating the word, reading the word, rehearsing the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We must take on the mind of Christ. And this is why this scripture ends in verse number 16. And it says, for who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. If we cooperate, if we are obedient, if we do what the Lord tells us to do in Romans 12, not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds, we take on the mind of Christ. Beloved, Psalms 91 encourages us to be a dweller in the Lord's house. And to be a dweller in the Lord's house means that you dwell in his mind. Hallelujah. And he dwells in yours. Beloved, listen to me as I close on this morning. The Holy Spirit, and this is prophetic now. I'm about to make a prophetic statement. The whole thing was prophetic. I'm talking to you right now, whoever you are. The Holy Spirit is about to take you somewhere that you have never been. The Holy Spirit is about to take you somewhere that you have never been, show you something you have never seen. Glory be to God. And not only have you never been here, no one else has ever been here either. Oh, my God, Jesus. Read the scripture for yourself, baby. I have not seen, ear have not heard. Ain't nobody else ever been blessed like this. You the first. You're the first in your family. You're the first in your community. You might be first in the world. You're the first. Baby, you're the first. Oh, the last shall be first. Everybody else is looking at you as the last one, disregarding you, stepping over you, thinking that your religion is in vain. God, to watch me now. The last shall be first. God said, I'm doing this. I'm about to take you somewhere you have never been. And neither has anyone else. So he is the only one, since he's the one that's taking you to somewhere, that the hidden blessing, the secret blessings, he's the only one that can show you where it is. Because he's the only one that knows where it is. And he's the only one that's going to show you how to get it, because he's going to give it to you. God says it's time for the blessing manifestation. It's time for the evidence. Hallelujah. The evidence born out of a real relationship with me, a pure relationship with me, an honest relationship with me, a diligent relationship with me. He said, I am a rewarder. I don't want nothing. I don't know why you don't want nothing. If God giving it to you, you better take it. If God giving it to you, I think you need to take it, baby. You can trust him. There ain't no strings attached with this thing. Glory be to God. And this is why in this scripture here, it says in John 15, it says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can't do nothing. You see what I'm saying? God said, don't worry about it. You ain't got to worry about where the hidden secret is. He said, I'm about to give it to you. My hidden wisdom is about to reveal it. Why? Because you abide in me. And if you didn't love me, you wouldn't be abiding in me. And you allow me to abide in you. We are one. Same way when a husband and a wife come together, they are one. You can't separate that. They're one. Well, guess what? God said, you're one with him. Hallelujah. I love you and you love me. Hallelujah. Now he says, hallelujah, you're going to bear much fruit. Much fruit. Excess. Hallelujah. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Hallelujah. What's going on with you? I don't know. They just won't stop coming. They just won't stop coming. Where you get that from, God? Who did that for you, God? What happened? I don't know. You ask God. Hey, my God, Jesus. Beloved, I want to encourage you this morning. Hallelujah. 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 That God loves you. And you know he loves you. I want you to know that God loves you so much. God considers to be your husband. I'm talking to married people now. I'm talking to men. I'm talking to the body of Christ. Amen. The body of Christ. And this is my last scripture here in Isaiah 54 and 5. Isaiah 54 and 5 says this, for your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. He's your husband. Sometimes we abandon our husbands and abandon our wives. Come on back home. Come on back home. God said he's married you to backslide. He said, come on back home. Come on, come on. He said, I know you got discouraged in the process. He said, but come on back home. I know you got weary in the process, but come on back home. I know you felt like nobody loved you, nobody cared, nobody gave you no time. He said, but come on back home. He said, come on back home. He said, I know it was painful. He said, I know they came against you. He said, I know it was ugly. He said, but come on back home. He said, it was just a trick of the enemy to get you to quit. The enemy saw the blessing manifestation. He knew that I had something in store for you. As you kept your journey, he said, come on back and get on the right road. Glory to God. Come on back. He said, I love you. I love you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He said, I'm your husband. I'm married to you. Well, the question is, beloved, this morning, amen, do you love your husband? Your husband loves you. Do you love your husband? The Lord said, I am your husband. Let him bless you. Let God bless you. Let God shower you. God, it is not God's will for any man to perish. God did not come to throw you under the bus. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God says, if a natural man know how to give good gifts to his son, his children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to them who love him? The question, hallelujah, today is, do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? If you don't know the Jesus that we're talking about today, amen, glory be to God, we want to, amen, introduce him to you today so you can begin this love relationship. If a man would confess with his mouth, believe in his heart, the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Come on, just ask Jesus. And Jesus, amen, repeat after me. Forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for hurting your heart. I am a sinner. Glory be to God. I open my heart. I open my mind. I open my will. I accept Jesus into my life as Lord and Savior. I invite him to come and live in me today. Hallelujah. Save me. Use me for your glory. Thank you, Father, for forgiving me for all of my sins, erasing my name out of the book of death, and that my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, that I am saved. Hallelujah. 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 That's the beginning of your love relationship. Now, for those of you, amen, who have gotten a little lukewarm, got a little discouraged. Come on. God knows where you're at. Fess up. Fess up. Fess up. Come on now. He already know. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on back home today. Come on back home. Hallelujah. Father, forgive me. For getting a little lukewarm. Forgive me for becoming a little carnal. Forgive me for following you from a distance. Forgive me for allowing the opinions of the world and other people, Father, to give distance in our relationship, Father. As the prodigal son got up from the pig's pen and came home one morning, Father God, I'm coming home right now. I'm coming home right now, Father God. Thank you for receiving me. Thank you, Father. You said if I will confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for welcoming me home in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a dumb deal. It's a wrap. Now all we got to do is keep on going. Now, if you just gave your life to Christ today, we want to hear from you so we can pray for you. Amen. Send us out an email. Send us out a letter. Our email address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Send us out a letter. P.O. Box 461. Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Follow, like us on Facebook. Amen. Follow us on Twitter. Amen. Communicate with us, and we'll communicate back to you. Amen. Hallelujah. The blessing manifestation. The blessing of the Lord is here, beloved. Hallelujah. God is trying to take you somewhere. Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry, amen, it is a ministry, amen, hallelujah, going, amen, where no ministry has ever gone before. That is the mandate that God put on us, amen, hallelujah, and we say yes to his will, yes to his way, hallelujah, and to God be praise, to God be glory, hallelujah, it's somewhere spectacular, somewhere awesome, and some, most of all, something new, because we ready for something new, ain't we? Amen. The question is, will you hang in there long enough to arrive safe and sound? Amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank God, amen, for the word of God today. Amen. And God's word will not return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything he has sent it out to do. Amen. When our minister Joanne was presiding and came to me, I'll have her come back and do the announcements, but I won't do it this time, but I think we're going to start that. Amen. So after the word, I'm just going to back out. Amen. But since she is not prepared, I won't pull that on her at the last minute. Amen. But for our announcements, amen, glory be to God, we want you to know, amen, glory be to God, that we meet on the same platform Monday through Saturdays at 6 in the morning. You can come on back and receive your breakfast for champions. We have an altar prayer when we meet twice a day. Amen, 12 o'clock at 9 o'clock. Call on in and put your prayer request on. Send us an email so we can get your prayer request. Amen. We have Praise Friday every other Friday. We have Bible study every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and get all of that information. This starting tomorrow is Founders Week with our ministry. Amen. We have a guest preacher every morning. Amen. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday is not a guest. Our sister Thurman, amen, is going to wrap it up. Amen. Glory be to God. She was already on the schedule. Amen. God put her up front, right on the schedule. Amen. Wanted to say, I want you to be a part of this. Amen. And give a word. He already put a word in her spirit for that. We believe in God that all of our ministers are coming with a word from God. And most importantly, amen, on Wednesday and Thursday at 7:30, we are having our prayer summit on Zoom. Amen. Please, amen, visit our website. We'll be giving out more information tomorrow. If you're having trouble with Zoom, you can call in. It's all right. Pick up your telephone. We're going to give you a number. Amen. Wednesday night, we are praying, amen, for healing. Amen. Our Bishop Lawrence Williams, amen, will, amen, open us up with a few minutes in the word. Then we're going into prayer. And on Thursday night, we will be praying for family and finances. God has ordained this. Amen. And so we ask, please come, amen, and celebrate with us. Founders Week. God put it together. He did it in 1 hour, so I know it was God, because I wasn't going to do anything for my birthday. I mean, no big deal, nothing out of the ordinary. But now we get an opportunity to serve God all next week. That gives me much pleasure, much pleasure. On my birthday, I plan to go visit somebody in hospice. That's what I plan to do. Amen, hallelujah. If I can serve, amen, then that's a gift for me. Amen. And so we bless be the name of Jesus. Amen. Those are our announcements. Amen. You already have the way to donate. Amen. As we collect our tithes and offerings for today. Amen. Thank you for your donations. Amen. Sowing into the soil of the word. Thank you for being a partner with this ministry. Amen. And helping us to take ministry where ministry has not gone. Amen and amen. The blessing manifestation. Everybody, hallelujah, have a good day. And this, I don't know what it's doing in your part of the world, but over here on the East Coast, especially in the Pennsylvania area, it is absolutely gorgeous. I'm telling you, I'm a September baby. I love it. Not too hot, not too cold, breeze flowing everywhere. I love it, love it, love it. And so this is what we are experiencing today. But regardless of where you are, amen, we pray that you would have a lovely day, a beautiful day. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. Oh, Father God, accidents, incidents, calamities, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we decree and declare that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Thank you for the souls that gave his life, their lives to Christ. Thank you for the backsliders that came on back home. And God, we want to say thank you for the blessing manifestation. Because we had gotten to the point, it didn't even matter. We done waited so long, Father God. We some of us have given up. But we just want to say thank you, Father God, for the encouragement, the blessing, and showing us your faithfulness to us throughout all generations. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face to shine on you, be gracious to you, turn his face towards you, and give you peace. And Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you on today. This is Pastor Alfreda, and I won't be preaching this week. I'll get a week off, but I will be hosting. And soon, I'm going to be training some of y'all. I ain't even going to be hosting. I'm just going to back off. I'm just going to come when it's time to bring the word. I'm going to bring the word, and you lovely prayer partners going to take over. Why? Because God has found you faithful, and he said it's time for a promotion. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we move from the radio, which we'll never move from the radio, even when we go into our building, it's going to be a hybrid. We're going to do both. Amen. Y'all already be trained. Y'all going to be grooving. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so we bless the Lord. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. The blessing manifestation. Fasten your seatbelts and get ready. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah. Come on, sing.